His gang is gonna link us as the last people he saw while he was alive,
Otto said, gravely.
Well, there goes our promotion,
Morty said, tossing his stick.
Promotion? Are you insane? There goes our fucking life is more the point. The horse is gonna burn us. Bury us right next to this guy without thinking twice about it.
Otto motioned for him to pass the cigarette back. He's had it too long.
Why the hell is the horse doing business with the meat grinder anyway? It don't make no sense,
Morty quipped.
Why are you so damn inquisitive? You're like a little kid, always questioning things. It's that kind of shit that got us into this mess. Don't try to pin this entire thing on me. This whole thing happened because of you and your bullshit, Morty. Own it. You want me to be the patsy? Fine. I'll be the patsy. The blister on your left nut is my fault, too. And don't worry, the next guy that wants to chop off my hand because of some no-good reason, you have my permission to let him.
Morty sat back down and sulked.
You just don't get it, Morty, and I'm worried you never will. Well, you don't have to worry about me. I can take care of myself.
No one said anything for a few minutes. Then it was Morty who broke the silence.
Otto.
What?
I'm sorry.
Otto turned to him. Since Morty was usually full of shit, he wanted details.
What exactly are you sorry for? I'm sorry I made you kill a guy.
He had just the slightest twinge of emotion in his voice, and Otto could tell he meant it. Plus, his eyebrows did not raise one inch.
Forget it, all right? You didn't deserve your hand. I would do it again if I had to,
Otto said, looking away. Morty turned to him.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are we friends? Like, real friends?